Toby came over to me
a while back, and he called me up with the following shade up, and he said to me, "What do you hold the baby wipes?" So I said, "What do I hold the baby wipes?" He said, "Awesome." He said, "Yeah, so I found some basic, someone that a rob, the Scottish rob, well, that's gonna be enough. He found some rob that hold it was mutter." So he starts telling me, "How could you say it's awesome? Hi, you got a rob that holds it's mutter." I said, "Listen, posh it. Go through the sugya, open up a gemara, Shabbos, open up a shulchan aruch. Go through the sugya yourself. Go through the sugya yourself, and you'll come out la halacha la ma'aseh, and you let me know." The ma'aseh never called me back. He never let me know. So I have two options over here. Option number one is that he didn't go through the sugya. Option number two is because he went through the sugya and he didn't call me back because the ma'aseh does not have to call me back for. The ma'aseh, there's a world war. Forget ma'aseh. The world war is the wrong word to use when it comes to baby wipes, because the world war is mashma that there are two sides and it's a fight. Now Nina's deity, after Be'ez Hashem, you guys will be hearing the sugya and the Poiskim La'alocha Lema'isa, you're not going to be seeing much of the two sides. So let's Be'ez Hashem, Kederek, like we do with the Shei Be'ez Hashem, is we like to go through the Inyonim, Mitchila Ba'ad Seif, and I want you guys, Be'ez Hashem, to come out with what's the Maskonas of sugya, what are the Poiskim, what are the Gedolei Poiskim, Bismanenu saying, and the Ma'isa, is there a Limud Schus for people that do use them? And are there any mockery b'chlal to be made? So the first thing we have to do is as follows. We have to figure out, what Isser is the baby wipe? What Isser does it come under the Lama Tes Melochus? So, we know as follows. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufid Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kufid Aleph says as follows. There's a mice over there with a Mesuchraisa Dinazaisa, which is a type of barrel. And this barrel was filled with wine. And there was a hole in the barrel that has a tap, a faucet, which allows the wine to come out from it. What the problem was is as follows. Rashi's massive, beautiful, the Gemara over there. Rashi says like this. The problem was that when you make a hole in a barrel, it's shaped to make the hole, bidyuk, mummish the same size as the tap. So what they did is they made the hole slightly bigger, and when you put the tap in, just push it loose. So in order to make sure the wine doesn't come out, is you take a towel, and you wrap the towel tightly around the handle, and then you stick in the whole thing. You do that, the cloth around the handle sealed up the rest of the hole. The shayla in the Gemara is, are you allowed to use such a barrel on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open and close? Are you allowed to remove and replace this tap on Shabbos Kodesh? Obviously the issa being that liquid will be removed from the cloth. Again, it's going to be wine, you just have to speak about. So there's two issurim that we have to go into. In order to understand what's going on over here, again, this is very negeya. Because if you tell anybody that it's awesome, they're going to say to you, why? So, Baruch Hashem, once you know what the Gemara says, once you know what the Issa is, so basically, it makes it much, much easier, even for yourself to understand. Like I mentioned, I had a honey man that came to me, he pushed it, said to me, if I go home and tell my wife I can't use a baby wipe, I'll be sleeping in the bath tonight. That's what he said to me, pushed, I can't tell my wife. It's a very sensitive subject, and it's for this reason that I don't generally enjoy giving a share of this topic, because I know that a lot of people are very sensitive to these halachas. It's a gay babach and yeshiva also that use it as well. So the mela, it's something that I think is very, very important. And now, Baruch Hashem, we have the Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully, with the Shefa after the Neiris. So, Be'ez Hashem, we have Siyata Dishmaya to come to halacha lemaisa. So, there's two issues as follows. Issa number one is the Issa of Dosh. Dosh is one of the lamatas of halacha, says the Mishnah in Shabbos. Dosh meant as follows. To remove an inner thing from its outer casing, right? Classic dosh was to take some kind of shell that had some kind of nuts, some kind of things inside it, and to remove the nut, the inner thing, from the outer casing. That's a classic dosh, right? I'll tell you a classic dosh, halacha lemaisa, Rav Vosner Shevet Halevi has a tshuva, and he says that if you open up a monkey nut, a peanut on Shabbos, you've been over an issa d'oraisa. As you state with Vazn and Shemed Alevi. Now he writes over there, I know that those who the Oilem is Oilek on me, and most people do not hold of this Mahalach. Actually, here, whatever it is, he holds it the Raisa, most Poiskim hold that it's Mutter Afila Chatrila. But why is that Dosh? Because you've got an outer casing and an inner casing. To remove the inner casing from the outer casing, that is going to be Dosh. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishonim, if we say Schitas Begodim is the Raisa by Dosh or not. Most Rishonim hold schitas begodim. That means if you have a liquid absorbed inside a cloth, to be seichet, to remove that liquid from the cloth, will be this and Isa. Kach is the sheet of Rashi, the Rashbo, the Rosh, the Tosu, the Ram, the Shukron, the Begodim, the Shukron, the Shabbos, the Chulei. The minute they hold that a person has liquid inside a cloth, he's over on an Issim in that time. Now, there's two malachas a person can be over on when he squeezes a liquid out of a cloth. Issim number one is malabim. Right? Malabim is the issa, is the prohibition of cleaning. And like we know, just very, very, very bekitzer, malabim is, for example, like a washing machine. How does a washing machine work? A washing machine works, there's three stages to every wash. That is number one, shmiya, the water comes in. Number two, shifshuf, the begodim gets spun at a high speed, which causes them to stain to go up. And number three is going to be the drying process, which causes the water inside to get squeezed out, and that is the last process of the washing machine. What this does is, if you take a cloth and you make it wet, that's a vada doraisa. If you scrub it, that's also doraisa. But to squeeze the liquid out of a cloth on Shabbos makes it cleaner. So to squeeze liquid out of the cloth on Shabbos, number one, is a shayla of malabim. It's a shayla of laundering, of cleaning, because by removing the liquid, the dirt comes along with it, and that's why it's an issa of malabim. That's issa number one. Issa number two is when you soichet the beged, pashtus, it's got a din of schita de dosh. Schita de dosh means that just like you have an inner thing and an outer thing, and you extract the inner thing from the outer thing, that is classic, classic dosh. And that's the Maisa, what Tosus and Kesuvos Kavod tells us, Bishem Avedu Tam, Tosus and Shabbos Kufir Aleph, the Rosh, the Rashba, but many, many other Rishonim tell us that when you have liquid absorbed inside a cloth and you squeeze it out, that is going to be Schita de Dosh, and Mimela, that is going to be Issa de Oraisa. Now, according to most Rishonim, and this is how we paskin our Halacha, is as follows. In order to be over on the issa of dosh, on the issa of squeezing or schita, when it comes to begodim, you have to want the liquid. You have to want the thing that you're taking out. For example, if you open up a monkey nut because you don't want the monkey nut, you want the shell, that will not be a deresa, that will be a derabon. Who are they when it comes to schita's begodim? If you squeeze a beged and the liquid comes out and you don't want the liquid, that will not be an issa minatora, that will be an issa midrabon. So, let's learn now a shtickel in yon in the gabi dosh. Why? What happened to malabim? So the mice of malabim is not negated to us. When it comes to the is of malabim, it's not going to be negated to a baby wipe, it's not going to be negated to anything whatsoever. Why? Because the is of malabim is dafka when I don't want the liquid. We're discussing over here a case when I want the liquid. That's reason number one. And we'll get to other reasons also. Let's go into a little bit of Hilchos dosh, and then Beis Hashem, we're going to see how this is soon appear to a case of a baby wipe. Number one. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, I ain't here, beloved. Says the Gemara, as Klal Godel in Hilchos Shabbos, ain't disha ella begidulei karaka. In order to be over on dosh, again, all of these points in these kudos are so choshev when it comes to a baby, right? Ain't disha ella begidulei karaka means as follows. It means, in order to be over on the issa d'oraisa of dosh, it has to be that you're dealing with a gidulei karaka. Now, shaila is, in the Gemara already, what has to be a gidulei karaka? Does it have to be the thing absorbed inside, or does it have to be the casing around it? So the prima godim in that godom is a sin and shin, chof, nevechayim, and a gletas, zayim, and many others tell us that the item that has to be gedul karka in order to make it dosh mila doira is the casing. That means we don't, this is so choshev, we don't care what goes on inside. Where the liquid came from inside doesn't bother me. If the casing is gedul karka, that's dosh min ha toira. So for example, I'll just give you one example. It's the gear. Normally when somebody calls me to tell me Baruch Hashem had a baby, the first thing I normally tell them is, after obviously the baby wipe shayla, is the problem is when you leave the hospital, they give you cotton wool swabs full of alcohol to put on the belly button. Why? So it shouldn't get infected. Right? And you've got to do it a few times a day, whatever it is. They might as well give you a whole stack to take home with you. I always tell them, don't use this on Shabbos. And that's posh. It's a little bit different to a baby wipe, but it's the same idea. The cotton that's made from is gedulei karka. So memela, that's gedulei karka, in dosh ela be gedulei karka, and it's an issa min hatoyer mamish. But I will explain, maybe you could be making for a baby, that we'll get to. So that's number one, agabi dosh. It has to be that the casing is gedulei karka. Number two, holich li'ibut. Like we said, by melabin, it doesn't bother me where the water goes that I squeeze out. Because I want the beged cleaner. Masha engi when it comes to dosh. You can't tell me, ooh, what's the difference where the liquid comes out for? Forget! Here it makes a difference where the liquid comes from. Why? Because the holy state of dosh is to remove the inner thing from the outer thing because I want the inner thing. So the mele as follows. When I squeeze liquid out of a bag, if I want the liquid, that's an eraser. If I don't want the liquid, that's what we call a classic melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa. It's not how it was done, like it's done in the Mishkan. And that would be an issa d'rabbanan. It's a very shtaka d'rabbanan. It's not a regular d'rabbanan. Because it was a d'oraisa that for a technical reason turned into a d'rabbanan. But I'll go upon him, if you don't want the liquid, that is a classic melacha she'eino tzricha l'gufa. Okay. And number three, what's the halacha with schita sayis? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, kukho chesam abes. And it gives us against the Gemara, I'm not going to go into the Gemara now, but the Gemara tells us, ein schita basal, meaning, when it comes to a hair, when it comes to a non-fabric, there's no such thing as schita. Why? Because when water absorbs in a cloth, it goes into the fibers of the cloth. So memela, when I squeeze it out, I'm squeezing it out of the fibers. But she'inke, when you have hair, nothing gets absorbed in the hair itself. It gets trapped between the hairs. Says the Gemara, ein schita basalis. Says the Rambam, oh, but the Rabbanan there is. So remain a nafali paskin alocha the mice and shulchan aruch. That avada in ochanami midaraisa, there's no schita with hair. But midarabbanan, there is schita with hair, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan and many other places tell us that if a person goes to the Heilige Mikvah and Shabbos Kodesh, you gotta be careful for schita sayus. Don't squeeze out the hair, because that will be not a daraisa, it will be a drabbanan. Now, so remain a, what comes out is as follows. If you have, for example, a sponge, you have a sponge, and this sponge absorbs liquid. To squeeze the liquid out of the sponge is a d'oraisa. Why? Because it's absorbed in the fibers itself. Masha Engin, if you have, let's say, for example, a toothbrush, hailing a toothbrush, or you have one of those scrubbers that people use to scrub dishes, or you have a baby bottle brush, you know, with the bristles going out. All of these things are a shayla of dosh midrabbanan. Schita sinus is an issa d'rabbanan. What's the novelist pasha? Because when you have a baby brush, or you have a baby, or you have a, one of these bristle things, whatever it is, and water gets over there by a toothbrush, it's very, very, very clear. When you put it under water and you squeeze, something comes out. Try this test yourself. Take a toothbrush, put it under water, take it away from the water, squeeze. You'll see something comes out. Now, in Maladaba, there's no machlekes over here. Nothing gets absorbed in the strands of the toothbrush. No way. How does it work? It gets trapped in between the actual, because the bristles are so tightly packed, so the mele gets trapped in between, and that's what we call, that's called mamish regular schitas sayus. It's a drabonet who are dealing with the hair, who are dealing with all of these sorts of things. So the mele, if it's a fabric, that's an eraser. If it's not a fabric, it's only a solid thing that it gets trapped in between, that would be an issa medrabonet. Okay, now Rabbi Sai, we're going to learn a shtickle shulchan aruch ourselves. We went to the gemaras, we know what dosh is all about. Let's learn a shtickle shulchan aruch, and let's see Rabbi Sai, where we can find the Mishnah Berurah himself discussing baby wipes. It works as follows. Again, this is Siman Shulchan Aruch that comes from the Gemara that we mentioned before, and it works as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shinchot, Si Yud Ches. And the Shulchan Aruch that he is talking about exactly the case that we mentioned in the beginning, and that is a barrel of wine. This barrel of wine has a hole in it, and there's a tap. You stick the tap in with a towel wrapped around it, and every time you stick it in and take it out, liquid comes out, wine, for example, from the barrel, the shayla and the Gemara is only allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, Chovit Shabob Gubkak Shel Pishton, Listen Neket Shubadoy Fair, Sherezi Boy Hayayim. Subtach Shulchanoch Lalocha. Yesh mi Shamatim. The all those, let's say it's Mutter. Ya, Fal Pishi Ef Shishuli Yishoy. Ay, it's a Psikreisha. And we know Psikreisha is also. Who should they talk of? As long as there's no utensil under the barrel, under where the tap is, and what's the inside of that utensil? To take the wine, very good, so it shouldn't go to Ibu, to keep all the wine that gets squeezed out of the cloth. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Kevin, she'ainu nen in the Schita Zoo, since I'm not having any hanah from the Schita, because why? It's going on the floor. Have a psikleisha, delay nichalei umuta. That's the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Chulku alavom, those are Chulik. It's true that when you don't have a cleat of a cover the wine that spills out, that's a loy nichale. Of a given psikreishah, awesome. Once it's a psikreishah, it doesn't bother me that the liquid is holically ibud and goes out into the garbage. Because the mice is a psikreishah, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and say, Mishin Hamitzayin Halacha, that if even if something is dovish ha'inu v'schaven, if it's a pleasure, it's awesome. Kula alma maskim. Shevet, Rabbi Yehuda, everyone. Zonu mechabe, vayta. V'ha'oilim noigin hetem v'dova. People are makel. What does it mean, people are makel? Says the Mishnah Berurah, people are even more makel. And they put a kli underneath it itself. V'yesh adam adei schus, we have a limud schus, that since the barzah is a ruka, since it's a long tap, chutz a narrow, narrows, in yad begas a narrow, mutavit in havi eskoik. Okay, we're not going to go into the sugya, but just to explain to you as follows, there's a shittas haraivit, and that's as follows. If, for example, you have a sponge, now you have to know that our sponges nowadays are very, 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 very squeezable, and the main, any amount that you squeeze, water is going to come out, it's a particular age of vada. A mold of pshat was, the sponge needed a lot more work. The Raivid came along and told us a big chiddush, that if you have a sponge with a handle on it, in other words, you have a sponge with a handle, and you hold it from the handle, it's not a psik reisha that anything is going to come out. So the main of the Shulchan Aruch over here, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here, there are two heterim that a person is allowed to use something which basically is a shine of a baby wipe. This is be'etzim the makor in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah for a baby wipe. This is classic baby wipe. Why? Poshet. Sorry? Why is it classic baby wipe? Mushroom. Here I have a cloth, absorbed with liquid, and I'm pushing the cloth, liquid is coming out, what's the halacha? Classic baby wipe. Zut the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin the Mishnah Berurah, you need two tonight. It has to be number one, not of sick reisha. Number two, it has to be that the water is holach li'ibud. Okay, so now that we know what's how the Shulchan Aruch, let's go to halacha lemaisa. Bang smack, let's go straight into the halacha lemaisa. Number one. We're going to speak out the Maisa, then we'll speak out the Svaris. When it comes to a baby wipe, are you over on either Malabin or you're over on Dosh? So the Maisa, we already said, Malabin you're not over, a double posh at one, Zut Nahar Svi, Zut Nani Boiskin, Tzitzeliezer, Shevi Danevi says the Svara. Now what do you say to Malabin? I said in the beginning, Malabin is the pshat that I have liquid, I have dirt inside my fabric, and I'm squeezing the liquid out, why? To make it cleaner. What do you do by baby wipe? You're squeezing it out to make it cleaner? Baket! This is Mamish Baket to Malabin. Here the baby wipe becomes what? Mamka, much dirtier. Maybe that's a vada, not Malabin. No, I've been also with Moshe's and Mafurish. There's no Malabin for something you're going to throw out. As far as I know, most people throw out baby wipes. Mamela, there's no Shaila Malabin. What we're left with is a Shaila of Dosh. Is there Dosh or not? And according to the Kalolin that we spelled out in the beginning of the Shay, there's a vada Shaila of Dosh. And I'm going to speak up, I'm going to go straight to Lachan Maisa, then we'll speak out the Svaris. Number one of Vaisai. I called up a company, I called up a fellow actually, who's a manager, a floor manager of one of the biggest manufacturers of baby wipes in this country. And I said to him, how many types of baby wipes do you make? He says to me, over 1,000 types. It's one factory, and this one factory produces every single type of baby wipe. You see in the store, every different shop member says about at least 5 different types of baby wipes. It's all from the same factory. Again, there could be differences in all different, you know, companies and the different specifications, whatever it may be. Oh, but he told me I make over 1,000 types. Over 1,000 types. That's kahu omar li. Now, the Maisa, I asked him as follows. I said to him, listen, in order to be a Shaila of Dosh, I have to know what these things are made from. So, Baal will explain, but the Maisa, he told me that a vada and a vada, there's gedulei karka in every single one. And he said it has to be that way. There has to be cotton in there. Cotton is gedulei karka. Because if you don't have cotton in there, it ruins the machine. It makes the machine not good. It can't all be from a synthetic material. So the main that's number one. Most of the baby wipes come out, 99% of every baby wipe that you'll be getting is from gedulei karka. And how much gedulei karka? Obviously depends on the company, depends on the make, but there will definitely be some gedulei karka. Number two, the liquid is for sure, this is what he told me also, I was about, that the liquid is for sure absorbed inside mamish. Otherwise the liquid is absorbed inside. Number three, we're going to say, sick nature. I had someone came over to me and said to me, it's not a situation. It's not a situation. Did you ever change a baby in your life? He says, well, I don't know. Never change a baby. Everybody that changes a baby knows 100% there's a situation going on in there. Mark will explain all the reason he knows it. Is it Michele? What do I say? Is it Michele? Huh? Why do you get yourself a tissue? I value it's Michele. And number three, and number four, and number five, where we're holding, is it's not Heinrich Le'id, but this one is great. The voice said, because of this, because of these swords, Kabat Roid Gidoile Oilam have paskin la halocha that to use a baby wipe is an issa min ha toilet. Now, I have over here a list. I'll just give the oilam the list. It goes as follows. Person, the oilam's ready for this? Okay. Ready for this? The Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Sinuro, Dain Fishin, Rabbi Nisrael, Rabbi Yashuv Zatzal, Rabbi Chaim Kanyevsky Shlita, Rabbi Poznan, Shevet Alevi, Rabbi Chaim Kanyevsky Zatzal, the Emek Atshuva, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, Shevet Kahosi, the Belz Adain, the Haud Svi, Rabbi Felk, Rabbi Marcel Yoh, Megillah Sefer, Rabbi Rabbi Eisenthal, Rabbi Mott, Nishma Shabbat, Sattler from America, Rabbi Shabbos, Rabbi Moshe Joel Klein, Otsus Shabbos, Rabbi Chaim Moshe Stern, Kach Shamati this week from Rabbi Tzabalkovich Shlita, that he told me, Avada and Avada, these poskim are holding, we're dealing with the Doraisa. I have over here a letter, Das Gedolei Hador, Oidei Sashim Moshe Magdez, it's a baby wipes, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, Rabbi Vozla Shlita, Rabbi Yashav Zatzal, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, the Gedolei Oilem, the Gedolei poskim have paskin that we're dealing over here with an Issa Gomel, and if it's Gedolei Karka like Rumavar, it's an Issa Min Ha Toira Mamish. Now we're going to say, hold on a second, hold on a second. There are those that come along and say, hold on a minute, Rabbi Moshe was Meikol. Many people told me after the shiur I gave in a different place. They said, Rabbi Moshe was Meikol. So, in Achanami, there is a tshuva of Rabbi Moshe in a Chaim Chelik base. The tshuva for Rabbi Moshe in Chelik base over there is talking about paper. And he's talking about when you have paper and it's spilled and you're wiping up with paper and all these sorts of things, it's nice and naked over there because it doesn't get absorbed in the paper. So when it comes to Rabbi Moshe, very good. I had my Talmidim for Rabbi Moshe that I call out, I had a Rav in Likud that I call out always, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe, the Mamish, in the same building as Rabbi Moshe, and I asked him, was Rabbi Moshe Meikel? He said, absolutely not. Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, the Heiliger son for Rabbi Moshe, said, partial, like you said, that Avada Rabbi Moshe was talking about a regular piece of paper that you write in. And of course the water doesn't get absorbed. But maybe to use that to speak, to clean something, whatever, is Avada going to be mutter. But Avada Rabbi Moshe, he told me, would it be machmeh in a baby wine. But I said, poshut. Everybody knows what a sponger cloth is, right? A sponger cloth. Would anyone in their right mind take a sponger cloth and start sponging on Shabbos? Chas v'sholem. Why? Signature, Michele, Josh, Minatoya. Then it's not good to do the character. No, you're there. Of Avad is a Shalom Minatoya. Number three, there's a sheet of Shalom Zalman Orbach. Shalom Zalman Orbach also, Yesha, there are those that told me, that the Maisa is Meikel. I found out in the Maisa, there were a few Svaras that Rabbi Moshe had to Meikel. Svar number one, Holech Le'ibut. Svar number two, Suffix Signature. Svar number three, it's not absorbed inside. And Svar number four is it's not called a Maisa Srita. It's called a Maisa wiping. It's not called a Maisa Srita Bechlal. The Maisa Baruch Hashem had the schus of sinning with his Heiliger son, Shlita, Rabbi Zriel, Orbach Shlita, who told me the whole thing is wrong. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, his father, was Machme. So we don't have a Rabbi Moshe, who everyone says is Meikel. We don't have a Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that people are saying were Meikel. And even if, by the way, there are letters that were printed afterwards, even if you want to say that Emes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was Meikel, we do have letters that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself was Chayzer on that original Psat for many different reasons why we have to be Machme. Now the Maisa, the Falk, from Gateshead, the Olim knows, Mamish, a tremendous, tremendous book in Hilchos Shabbos, tremendous Meikel. Somebody came over to me once after a shiur and says his wife learned by Rafalk, Mamish, a Talmud Muvuk and Rafalk in Sen over there, and she said, Rafalk holds it's mutter to use a baby wipe. I said, excuse me? I said, it can't be. So, I'll check. Came out the next day, yeah, she said she learned in Sen, 100%, you're now using a baby wipe, that's what he said. I said, I have no problem calling him, but you know, never, I don't want to cause him stress. Call him, that's what he said. I called him up because he almost had a heart attack on the spot. He pushes and he can't be, it's Oster Bommel. He held his Issa Doraisa Mamish, Kamoy Moiva Gedolei Poskim. So I told him, but that's what he said instead. He said, I'm going to send tomorrow. I'm telling them all, Oster Bommel. And that's the Maisa what he did. Now the Maisa again, we have a list of Gedolei Oilam over here that hold that to use a baby wipe is an Issa Doraisa. Now I'm going to give you a few Poskim. Note the words. Gedolei Oilam are holding it's an Issa Minat Torah and the Chai Skeel for it. Now Ora Bonim, that's his butter. Now, first of all, you have to be very careful. Someone once came over to me and told me that a certain rub in England was Meikel. I called up this rub, he said, I'm talking about it in a certain thing, or maybe I only said it in a certain case. Whatever. You've got to be very, very careful. Like I always say, you're on a tightrope between two buildings. Either you're not going to fall, or you are going to fall. If you Gedolei Poskim and come out, all the Gedolei Poskim that we have in generations now and a few years ago, or Paskim that you're probably going to fall, it's an Issa Minat Torah. A few Poskim all to be Meikel. So, number one, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosin, for example, is quoted to be Meikel. You look inside the Shmir Shabbos, he's talking about paper. He's talking about non-Gedolei Karka. Our baby wipes that we explained that we were Bavarian of other Gedolei Karka, men have nothing to talk about. Number two, there is a Shmur Robert Feinstein was legal. There, there, haven't yet had time to move out of it. You have to move out another time. What bothered me tremendously is when I saw in a famous Jewish family magazine, no names mentioned, and the writer, there was an advert there of a baby wipe company, and it said over there, this baby wipe is muyuchat, because it's mutter to use on Shabbos Kodesh. And you can imagine a voice like, you can imagine the response. No wonder such a choshev, you know, everybody buys this magazine because it's got all the corners over there. This baby wipe, they said, is mutter to use on Shabbos. What's the header? So they had printed over there a little part of a letter from Ibn Chetzkel Lof, a choshev, a massive dumb chokham, huge voice in America. Big Chassidish voice. Ibn Chetzkel Lof. So I said, this sounds a bit funny over here. So what do? I don't believe the advert in this magazine. So what do? I contact the company that make it. I said, send me the letter from Ibn Chetzkel Lof. They send me the letter. I have a voice that anybody wants to see afterwards. I have a copy here of the letter itself in full, not like in this magazine that they put the top bit with his name on it, or the bottom bit with his, with a little signature over there. Ejiyeh. The Maisa, he has a gun silk machine, as you can see, guns are true over here. The Maisa, he paskins that since they only use a type of plastic or something that's not Gedulah Karaka as the actual material for the baby wipe, number one. Number two, you're not pushing so much. Number three, you're using a few layers of them. Because of all this, because you're not pushing, you're going to be legal. Now, everybody said, let's talk about one silk or baby wipe that you can find on the market. The idea, if you can find it in more America, I don't know. Oh, but Enochanami would come at Siruvim and not pressing hard. No, they would basically say, Chas v'Shalom. Oh, but I don't know if Chatzkulov really changed so many diapers in his life. I did, Bo Hashem. And you know that you sometimes have to push hard to get it off over there. So, Ramela, it's possibly going to be a shayla or pushing. So that's number one. You haven't got that head anymore. Now, let's move on to what the svaros of the Mekilim. And then we'll see what Rabbi said, demonstration, because people don't even realize how much water is inside a baby wipe. And then we'll speak out what the eitzes are, the halacha lemaisa. Okay, so there are kama svaros that you'll hear in the streets that people are saying, oh, baby wipes are mutter because of this. Okay, so again, we've already explained, gedolei poskim, it's an issa d'oraisa. Let's go with some of the svaros to be made. Number one, they want a tailor. Svara number one to be making is it's not absorbed inside. It's resting on the top. There's a chash of the Sefer Nechor Shabbos, which Grandad found out that one of the companies that he found out was that everything rests on the top, and there's a market to be making because there's no schita. Now, by the way, that's only one type. Most of the types that you get, again, according to the mumcha, the floor manager in this manufacturing company that makes over 1,000 types of wipes, he told me, what are you talking about? Every wipe, the longest is to get it inside. And Rabbi said, told me a posher de raya. Listen to this raya, it's a moyu de garaya to show that it's not on the top and it's inside. Take a baby wipe and softly and gently place it on top of a piece of toilet paper. If all the liquid is on top, so there should now be on this toilet paper so much liquid that you're not going to wipe a baby. The mitzvah, I think everybody here knows, is nishtazah. The mitzvah is if you put a baby wipe, what do you mean we'll do the demonstration after? Is you put it on a nice piece of paper, a nice piece of tissue paper softly, Kamani won't even be wet. Why? Because it needs to squeeze. You need to get it out over there. Mimela, just like the fact that it's lying on the top is not enough to make a baby wipe. Mimela, that's about not going to be a reason to be made. Reason number two, Gedule Karaka. So this again, there are some baby wipes which are not Gedule Karaka. We'll explain in a few minutes, different type of top one, but and what they came out with. Oh, but the Maisa, like I said, the film around the Mitzias, rave of the baby wipes that we have cotton in them, it's Gedule Karaka. Gedule Karaka is Dosh, and that's the Pesach of the Gemara, and that's the Halacha of the Maisa. Number two, that was number two to be Makel. We haven't got that Makel to be Makel. Number three, Dovah She'ena Mishavet. Lo Yadera Beisai. How can you taina it's a Dovah She'ena Mishavet? It's Rada Mishavet. It's Rada Psikvesha. And it's Rada Nichale. Because what are you using a baby wipe for? Go get a tissue. Elamai, the kavana is when you get a tissue, it's for the liquid to come out and get rid of all of the schmutz over there on the baby. So the moment that's avada, a mokle, again, not to be makel. Reason number four, hoylech li'ibud. It sounds as far. They're tainering. It's hoylech li'ibud. We said by dosh. To be over the rice of dosh, it has to be you need the liquid. Oh, but you don't need the liquid. It's hoylech li'ibud. It goes on the baby, it goes on the floor, it goes on the garbage can. Who needs it? Oh, it's this portion. Hoylech li'ibud is not the fact you need to drink it. Not the fact you need to eat it. Holy even is the fact you need this liquid. Let me ask you, do you need the liquid? How do you need the liquid? How are you going to get the schmutz on the baby? So Avada Nevada, it's called a not holy for evil. It's something that you need, and Avada there's no mockery to make up from number four. Number five, create the tiniest knot of psychlacia. Soften psychlacia, that means dirty. I think anybody that touches a baby wipe, it's a psychlacia on your fingers. The minute you take it out of the packet, it's rather a psychlacia. There's no shine whatsoever. We also have the svara of come a post in the holes of psychlacia and mshachas. We can't get into this right now. Somebody once came to a Scheinberg, and they said, Rabbi Scheinberg, I'll press softly. Press softly, it's not going to be psychlacia. So, Baruch Hashem, I have the tshuva over here from Rav Scheinberg that he himself wrote many, many years ago on baby wipes. And he brings this taina of people that say, ooh, maybe I'll press softly. And he says, no. So, Rav Scheinberg's that self-poshut, that since the derech during the week is to press hard, and that's the way to use them. So you can't come along on Shabbos and say, oh, Shabbos, I'll be careful, and I'll press it softly. The maid of Scheinberg passed in halacha. Also, you cannot use a baby wipe even softly. Reason number six. I only have kavana to remove the water that's to bear on the naslat tiyach. Right, against the sugya now, none of this we're not going to get into. Oh, but halacha lemaisa, I'm giving you the reason why this is not a taina. Number one, if you come with Scheinberg, Rambam, Tosfos, Meiri, Kuchule, they hold a guess. That even if it's only a little bit of water, that's to fair shalayam and asat, yeah, it's still going to be awesome. Number one. Reason number two, there's a mayutical raivit. The raivit says, even if it's a small amount of liquid, that's shalayam and asat, yeah, or if you're out survey, then it becomes awesome. And every single little bit of water in this baby wipe, everybody's out survey. If you're out survey, give it chashivas, and the melos of the raivit, it's going to be awesome. Reason number three is the side of tefer shalayam and asat, yeah, according to Miskirov, is a din of chatzishir. Chatzishir by Shabbos, as we know, is also min ha-toyah. And the last taina that they want to say is the gabei choyla. We know, oh, Baruch Hashem, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shulchan Ches, the third sheet over there, which is Etzim Sheet, is Ramban, which the Mishnah Berurah goes with, for a choyla she'in by sakona, you're allowed to do, and this is the Rabbonon, with the shinoi. Again, he's hoping, maybe in the sakona is Eva, there's a Rav Shulchan Aruch, I'm not getting into it right now, not a sugya. They want a taina, that since a tzorich of a cotton is a chayla she'im a sakana, so no matter what, I'm doing this for a child, for a chayla. It's a double poshut. It's a mamash a double poshut. I found this after the Milchas Yitzchak. It's a poshut. A chayla she'im a sakana means this helps the chayla. This doesn't help the chayla. This helps you. The father, the heilige tata, he wants the wife easy. He wants to make his life easier. That's not called to doing it. The tzorich of a chayla she'im a sakana. The neila is a father, no heter whatsoever, to squeeze a baby wipe in that situation. I'm going to get on my side. I want to get the share once born in about 5-7 nights of baby wipes. We haven't got time right now to do that. I didn't manage to get everybody's baby wipes. Oh, but people are scared already now to give me baby wipes. I once had a mice by me. So I was in Chutzlaretz. Somebody knocked on the front door as a child and said, can we borrow a packet of baby wipes? And it was Shabbos. I said, excuse me, we're not Machal Shabbos in this house. Never, yeah, the poor child went back crying. No, Chas V'Shalom. Oh, but everyone said, I had another mice in the house. When somebody knocked on the door and said, can we borrow a packet of baby wipes? Before I even got a chance to... before I got a chance, my kids in the background said, Mokta! It's Mokta! There's the chenek in the house, Avada, it's Mokta. Sorry? There's Avada. Then we get back to our voice. Let's look at that. By the way, you should know something. People taina, when it comes to a baby wipe, so if you get the ones that are not so wet, so that's better, right? Forget the voice. Adara better. It's worse! Because when they're wet, when they're less wet, what do you have to do? You have to work starker to get the liquid out. Then we know it's about going to be a problem. Okay, so let's just get one. Push up in the middle of the packet before we speak out all the eights. Oh, this has already been squeezed. Okay, cool. This one's already been squeezed. Oh, but just to show the oil and posh it, you can try yourself a baby wipe.
Don't use it though.
It could be this one's already squeezed. No, Mishka found that wasn't enough, Amina. We'll try our best. We'll give Shabbat Shmai what you say.
Shabbos!
There's a suck liquid that comes out of a baby wipe, Lemaisa. Lemaisa, what are the eights that are offer? What are the eights? Number one, you have to know, is as follows. There is a baby wipe that Lemaisa thing came from Antwerp, and it actually was made with oil, not with liquid, it's made with oil, and it's made also from a type of fabric material. In other words, they don't have liquid inside it, it's actually oil inside it. It's an oily thing that comes onto your fingers, and it's not actually gedule karka. There are some poskim that are making on such a thing, because it's not gedule karka, it's not a situation to be squeezed because it's only oil on the top. Again, there's a mokrin, maybe, to be makel. Kach shamati from a Bezriel Obach, I took it to him, I showed it to him, I showed it to him, a falchlita, avada, and avada, not. With Bezriel Obach told me, posh it, wipe it on the table, and you'll see, something comes out and gets left, an impression gets left on the table, and mevela avada, it's awesome. So what is the eitzah? What's the eitzah of the lochel? You want to get yourself a baby one. You want to use it on Shabbos? What do you do? So Rav Scheinberg in this tshuva that I have over here says the eitzah number one. and other person will ask him to this, is you take your baby out before Shabbos, you give it a good squeeze, and once you've given it a good squeeze, you've basically got most of the liquid out, and by the time you come to use it, it will basically be basically dry. Now, he paskin, that's about to get me mutter, and that's what a lot of people in Klal Yisrael do. A lot of people in Klal Yisrael,
what do you gain by that?
What you gain is very simple. Because when you use a tissue, it tears. So you push and got yourself a thicker type of tissue. Also, it doesn't actually bad smell.
Okay.
And not only, or if Shaima paskin avada, that's going to be mutter. There was some person that will chaylik on that. They want to hide it's exera, because we know the Shulchan Aruch and the Chassidim Kippah, but we can't get into it right now. Now, look at the Maisa, there's a market to be made on number one. Number two, other. Next Eitzah. There are some poison I want to say, if you spray the baby with a liquid before, spray the baby first and then use the baby wipe, that's more makel. Why? Wash it. Because now I don't need the liquid of it coming out anymore. I'm not interested in the liquid coming in. Anything that comes out is tackled on you. Why? Because I have enough liquid I sprayed on the baby without having to come under the baby wipe. So I'm not using a baby wipe, thank you. Wash it. Just so it shouldn't tear. So it should be nicer for my fingers, nicer for my hand. So then that's another eater that some basically want to do. Of course, I go with the brush and the eater. I mean, there's one eater that Alton Benjamin told me. He said, what are you taking baby wipes for? What are you doing that baby wipe? Oh. Tell them the old Mahalach. He said to me, the Alton Benjamin with a white beard. He said, what's the Alton Mahalach? But I tried it one time with myself. I'm going to Mahalach. You take the baby over to the sink, you put on the water, and you wipe the baby. Get out, go. This is the Mahalach. Hey, Nochanami. This is the Mahalach, the Mesa. That's what you do. What do you think? The Mesa. The Mesa, a lot of people can't take that. That's what I do. It's
poshut.
Sorry? No, one eater, no problem. Cold water, it's a one eater. Now, the Mesa, the last eater, this is what I do. I think regular tissues. Just 2 minutes. Take regular poshut, the tissues, and the Mela. What I do is, I take regular tissues, I spray the baby, and I wipe the baby in that Mahalach, and there's absolutely no shadows ever. Rabbi Sai, Lesikum Gomu. Lesikum. The Fimoid Gedoli Oilam, a baby wipe is an Issa Min HaTorah, because A, it's Gedoli Karaka, B, it's Nihale, 3, it's a Psychnasia, 4, Vita Svoris. Again, I'm not saying there's no such thing as a baby wipe, that maybe some poiskim will be Makel, there are some rabbis out there that are Makel, Gedoli, poiskim, paskim, it's an Issa Min HaTorah. Just like nobody over here would do anything that's in a Shaila on Pesach of eating chomets, or for example, not like the Heilige Menorah, which is an Issa Rabbanan. Over here we're discussing something that Roid Gedoli Olam Paskin, it's an Issa Min HaTorah, and the Mela, a person should stay far away from such a thing. I wanted to speak just for 2 minutes about what we have in the time, a few minutes, 5 minutes, and the time that we have left, the Gabi Chanukah, because after all, we are in Chanukah, and the Maisa is Azoy. Oh. Because that's right. Rav Volba Zatzal once said that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is Chag HaChizuk. Chag HaChizuk, that's what Rav Volba once said. What does that mean? Give me a marshal. The Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim one time said, the Soit Yomov, when he was very, very young, when he was old, he said that Chaval, that when the Russians came to make Gzeira on the yeshivas, to make Gzeira on Torah, that we didn't round up a chabura of Be'era 50 people and we wage war against the Russians. Somebody who was there, B'Shas Maisa, smiled at the Chofetz Chaim, as if to say, come on, the Russian war was one of the mightiest wars that we ever had. How's it Shaykh? And the Chofetz Chaim said to him, let me tell you something, we would have lost. There's no question we would have lost. But the Maisa, by us going and us doing the Ishtadlus, we would have actually weakened the Koyach HaSotan. If you look at the miracle, the Nes of the Chanukah, the Etzim, it's a Rashi, Mefurishim, as they say, Brocha, most people don't pay attention to it because it's holding my Simchas Torah. Rashi seems to say Mefurish. What was the numbers that went on over there? By the case of the Yevonim, Rabbi Yisai, the Yevonim's number was as follows. There were 13 people against 30,000 people. Those were the numbers that went over there. And everybody knows the famous Beis Yosef's Kasha, and Beis Yosef says, why do we have 8 days, there should be 7 days, says the Meiri, because the first day that we just had was Keneged, the war that they won. There was a certain Godel that once said, not the war that they won, the fact that they went to war. That was the biggest nace that ever happened. It was poshut and poshut to them that they were going to die. There was no shayla in the belt that these people were going out to be killed. They were going out from Mesilas Nefesh, 13 people against 30,000 of Firashi Shita. And the main, if you know anything about how the Yavonim fought, it was an unbelievable thing. The Yavonim used to go in squares. They used to push in squares, and they used to have these huge spears. And when we were charging against the other side, the entire square suddenly started flying out with their spears all over the place. So Pashut looked like a ball of fire coming towards you. You didn't stand a chance. There was no way of winning them. It was Pashut suicide, Akoponim. Some poets didn't want to say that. I don't know if it was Halacha Shaila for them even to do such a thing if it was Muta. And the Ma'aseh said, what happened next? They fought the war 3 years. 3 years they had a war. And they come into the Beis HaMikdash. And you can imagine what on the place looked like an absolute shambles. Everything was flying, smashed, dirty. It was disgusting. Everything was Tommy. They walked in after a 3 year long war. And you can imagine Be'etzim what a person would do, what state in Chazal, Chonuchopei. What does Chonuchopei mean? They stop, finished, end of the war. And you can imagine that's exactly what it felt like. After fighting for 3 years, such a war, all of a sudden they come into the Beis HaMikdash, the place is a mess. Clean it up a little bit. Come on, take it easy. Clean it up. Start getting things in order again. But no, what they do? They went to look for oil. And everybody knows Tumu, Hutra, but Sibu, Bukhule, said it was about a mutter. Enochanami. But they did what they had to do. They did something that was shy for them to do. Was it shy to get oil? Yeah. So then we're going to go and get oil. I think this teaches a tremendous insight in the Mesiras Nefesh. People think of the wrong, totally the wrong idea of what the Mesiras Nefesh is. People have this idea of the Mesiras Nefesh is a guy that's in the desert. And he's pushing about to die, and he's about to, and all of a sudden he does Mesiras Nefesh, and he makes a bracha, and he eats something, and he learns, whatever it may be. But boy, that's not Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is as follows. Mesiras Nefesh is you can have two people in Seder. Two people in Seder. One person learns for 60 minutes out of 1 hour. The other person learns for 55 minutes out of 1 hour. Why? Not because we're doing anything bad. But you need a coffee, a bit of fresh air, whatever it may be. The difference between them is 5 minutes. But the actual difference between them is one was Moise Nefesh and one was not Moise Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean killing yourself. It doesn't mean that. It means doing what you can. And that's what they did. They did what they could. Could they go get the oil? Yes. Maybe relax, take it easy, fix up the Mesiras Nefesh first? No. Because if it's shaykh to do something, we still have to do it, and they were Moise Nefesh, and it was Zoycha to a tremendous, tremendous reward and tremendous nace that we ourselves are getting Hanar from. That's Mesiras Nefesh. This is the Yisrael of Mesiras Nefesh. This is the Yisrael of Hanukkah. I had a bracha from Mr. Yeshiva who called me about a certain situation, which I don't want to get into details right now. A certain situation, and I said to him, Pasha, right before Hanukkah, I said, listen, we went through the studying together and figured out what he should do, what he shouldn't do. I said, you're going to make decisions yourself. I'm not going to get into it. Oh, but just to guide you, I said, listen, you could be Zoycha to tremendous Seyat Dishmaya. If you'll give up whatever it was that he wanted to do, wherever he wanted to go, and you'll have a million dikas Seyat Dishmaya. He told me afterwards he didn't do whatever it was that he wanted to do. He told me afterwards he had a most unbelievable Seder. He went to the coast of Yidav and a million dikas Seyat. Unbelievable Seyat Dishmaya. Unbelievable Seyat Dishmaya. But guys, I'll tell you one Maisa that they say over from, Rishon Shadron. Rav Shlomo Shadron is as follows. So he used to give a shiur for very interesting people. He gave a choshev shiur, stories, the jokes, the leigishmak. He gave a shiur for choshev people, and there was a certain fella that all of a sudden didn't show up one time. So he said to this fella when he walked on the street, he said, "Let me ask you, where have you been in shiur?" He said, "I'm a footballer. I'm a footballer. I can't go up to shiur now. It's football practice because there's a big whatever it is coming up. So man, I've got to practice." So Rav Shlomo Shadron said to him, "What's football? How does it work?" He said, "Pashut, you take a ball, you kick it in, there's someone standing by the goal, you try to block it, go and the answer's up." No. He said, "Then Pashut, why didn't you ever go in the middle of the night, nobody's around, and go put the ball into the thing? It's Kavaldik." He said, "No, there's no gishmak when no one's there. The whole gishmak when there's people there, and there's someone trying to guard it, and there's an oinam, there's a crowd, and they're shouting, Bukhule." Zukum Shom Shad run to him the same thing. He said, "Enachanami, when there's no football season, and there's no practicing, no good zach that you come to shiur. Now is the Mesiras Nefesh. Now it shows the Mesiras Nefesh when you come to the shiur." Rav Shlomo Shadron said the next week this guy came to shiur and Rav Shlomo Shadron stood up for the person. That's how choshev it was. But boy, so we have to take from Chanukah something. The Chanukah thing that we have to take from is a koyach that we have to even realize. The Svarim, the Chassidish Svarim, but we can speak about this. Is that a person could take upon himself something small, a tiniest thing. And it's mamshe, because the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives you siyata d'shmaya to be mamshe. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives himself the shmaya to continue. If a person is mekabel something on Chanukah, he's mekabel a certain anhoga, and a certain midah, a certain thing he needs to work on, an aveira, mitzvah, whatever it is that he's weak on, and he's mekabel the emes. So you get this siyat of the shmaya just like they had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then at last, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives you siyat the shmaya. What we do have to realize is we have to do our Mesiris Nefesh. And Mesiris Nefesh, again, doesn't mean some crazy zap that you're dying and you're going to go to that. It doesn't mean that. It means you do what you can do. The difference can sometimes be a 5 minutes in Seder. That's the difference. And the difference between someone who was Mesiris Nefesh and someone who wasn't. And the difference between them is the Siyata, the Shmaya that he receives by that extra 5 minutes. That extra thing that he did is a tremendous different type of Mesiris Nefesh that the other person is not Zeicha to. The Olam should have a Gavaldik of Chanukah. If anybody wants to see these letters, they're welcome to do so. They're available to see.